KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
7:06, we have cloudy skies, some light rain, 67 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, the news brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Greenfield. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association. 3 inches of rainfall here in Atlantic as of 7 a.m. That's our 24-hour cutoff time for the weather service as for rainfall and temperatures. And most of that heavier rain fell this morning between 2:30 and 5 a.m. Did pick up a brief heavy shower as well during the 6 o'clock hour. Again, 3 inches altogether here in Atlantic, 1.81 reported in Harlan. Radar shows most of the heavier shower activity is moving off to the east. The heaviest is currently up around the stretches basically from around the Carroll area down through Audubon, Hamlin, and then over toward Exira, just to the east-northeast of Exira. There's also some moderately heavy showers between Atlantic and Wyota and Anita, also down to the south along Highway 92 between Messina and Highway 71. And those showers are moving off to the east. In the news, a fire over the weekend at an office trailer and separate storage facility owned by the Council Bluffs Community School District has been deemed suspicious in nature. The fire on the property located near the Wilson Middle School in the City of Council Bluffs-owned Pirate Cove Water Park was reported around 3:30 a.m. Sunday. Council Bluffs Fire Marshal Investigator Dan Bush said the fire started in an office trailer. The flames also damaged equipment and supplies in the nearby storage shed, including a couple of John Deere mowers, a front-end loader, a Gator utility vehicle, a walk-behind mower, a number of blowers and weed eaters, as well as painting equipment and supplies. School officials estimated the damage of more than $100,000. Bush told the Omaha World-Herald that while the cause of the fire was still under investigation, it does appear suspicious in nature, and he says they're asking the community for any information they may have with regard to the blaze. A $15,000 reward is available through the arson hotline at 800-532-1459. Friday's football game between Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln and Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson will go on as scheduled at the stadium. Building and grounds foreman Joseph Smith said anything damaged in the storage shed that will be needed for the game, from numbers, markers, and pylons, have already been ordered and should be received by tomorrow. News time is 7:09.
The Right Insurance Company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agents. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 764-6000.
Atlantic police said yesterday that two Atlantic residents had been arrested Sunday. 37-year-old Christopher Brown was charged with OWI, possession of a controlled substance, and possession of drug paraphernalia. 22-year-old Brittany Sampson was arrested on a Cass County warrant for willful injury causing serious injury. Brown and Sampson were booked into the Cass County Jail. And 27-year-old Travis Sanbothy of Atlantic was arrested Saturday on a Cass County warrant for willful injury causing serious injury. He was also booked into the Cass County Jail. The Atlantic Police recently investigated a couple of accidents. Officials say Robert Maylander of Anita was cited Friday for failure to maintain control, failure to reduce speed, and for striking an unattended vehicle. Officials say a semi-tractor trailer driven by David Sanders of Carroll was traveling west in the 600 block of 7th Street here in Atlantic and had signaled to make a right turn into an alley. The vehicle driven by Maylander was traveling west behind the semi and proceeded to swing out into the center lane to make a turn when he failed to stop for the turning semi. PD said Maylander's vehicle hit the semi before hitting a legally parked car registered to Joseph Wilder out of Little River, South Carolina. Damage from that accident, which happened at around 8 a.m. Friday, amounted to $20,000. The other accident happened around 4:30 p.m. Saturday at 6th and Cedar Streets. Officials said Linda Kelly of Atlantic was cited for striking an unattended vehicle after the car she was driving collided with a legally parked vehicle registered to Don Christensen of Atlantic. The mishap occurred as Kelly was backing out of a private driveway. Damage amounted to $3,000. An Exira man was arrested Saturday night on an OWI charge. The Audubon County Sheriff's Department said Monday 41-year-old Sean Joseph Riddle was charged with second offense OWI following a traffic stop on the 2500 block of Pheasant Avenue at around 9 p.m. Saturday. Riddle was brought to the Audubon County Jail, posted bond, and was released. He's scheduled to appear in court on Thursday. The Lenox Police Department said yesterday that a Corning man was arrested Saturday on a couple of charges. 56-year-old Jeff E. Mendenhall was taken into custody at around 11:40 p.m. on charges of speeding, 79 in a 55-mile-an-hour zone, and OWI second offense. Mendenhall was transported to the Taylor County Jail and held pending a court appearance. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources says a natural gasoline leak near the Missouri River does not appear to pose any health or environmental risks. Department spokeswoman Kathy Lee said Monday that any product leaked into the flooded river appears to have dispersed. The leak was discovered when pressure in the 8-inch wide pipe dropped early Sunday. The affected section runs from Decatur, Nebraska to just west of Ottawa. Lee said the Missouri River flood could easily have caused the leak, although it's too early for officials to know for sure. She says the fast-flowing current helps to disperse the product, but makes it dangerous for cleanup crews to enter the water. Natural gasoline is not natural gas. It is a clear to light amber-colored, unrefined liquid that floats on the water. KJAN News Time is 7:13.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance. Just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland and Carson, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
In our funeral announcements, 85-year-old Liberta Livingston of Atlantic died Thursday at CCMH. Funeral services for Liberta Livingston will be today at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. 54-year-old Sarah Jesperson of Atlantic died Friday at the Cass County Hospice Center. Funeral services for Sarah Jesperson will be held today at 10:30 at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. 85-year-old Raymond Knopp of the Heritage House in Atlantic died Friday. Funeral services for Raymond Knopp will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. 84-year-old Mina Schmeling of Atlantic died Friday at her home. Funeral services for Mina Schmeling will be on Wednesday, tomorrow, at the Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic beginning at 10:30. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. 95-year-old Edward Hansen of Harlan died Sunday at the Elmcrest Assisted Living Facility in Harlan. Funeral services for Edward Hansen will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Jacksonville. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. 51-year-old Alan Brown of Cumberland died Monday at the Cass County Hospice Center. Funeral services for Alan Brown will be this Friday at 10:30 at the Cumberland Community Center. Roland Funeral Home has the arrangements. 83-year-old Maureen Davis of Bayard died Sunday at the Guthrie County Hospital. A massive Christian burial service for Maureen Davis will be on August 27th at 11 a.m. at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Bayard. The Odie Funeral Home in Bayard is in charge of the arrangements. And 85-year-old Evelyn D. Sparger of Anita died Monday at the Colonial Manor. Funeral services for Evelyn Sparger are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita. Our news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland and Carson, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.